always knowing maybe perhaps before other people knew it, what lay ahead of him in his future. And I think he delivered on that in terms of actually his three rounds, all his runs. You know, he conserved a lot of energy in the first round. He ran tactically very well in the second and the semis, and then came through and got the best possible position, I think, yesterday in terms of a medal. And I'm absolutely delighted, very proud of him, and delighted for everybody and Letterkenny and his family and everybody that works with him.
Yeah, because that's a difficult thing to do, and you have to learn to develop that over time and managing yourself at big tournaments. And Mark seemed to have a crack now over the last 12 to 18 months, Teresa.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think that's sort of kind of, I suppose, it's come back to sort of kind of, you know, where you learn your trade, if you like. And I think it's very important to come through that youth, junior, under 23s, and then to senior. That's where you learn how to deal with your call rooms and how to deal with your warm-up areas and how to actually prepare for competition. And I think it's sort of kind of, I think it's, that's why I think it's so important for people to do that. Even in the team here, we're quite a young team and an experienced team, and some of those guys, and they're really the experience that they would have gained just dealing with that type of situation is just invaluable.
Yeah, and Mark obviously going out there as a medal hopeful, and on the track it proved fruitful, taking a silver medal back. And I suppose these younger athletes that you mentioned are now all looking up to the Letterkenny man.
Yeah, without a doubt, and it's quite interesting actually even to watch them. And in terms of, they just, you know, even Mark's approach in terms of his ability to stay calm in that situation, and he's such a role model for them and such an example. They watch what he does, they watch everything he does, and then when he, particularly when he can manage to hold himself quite calmly and enjoy the competition and respond to it very well, that's a fantastic opportunity for everybody else to learn from as well too.
And he always does it as well, Teresa, and a confident nature, because he spoke of being confident ahead of the indoors.
Yeah, I think too, when you know, I think it's when you come into a competition and things have gone well, you know, one of the things that I've often said to athletes is that, you know, trust the system you're in, trust the coaching that you've been doing, trust yourself and relax and allow it to happen. And I think when you go into a competition knowing that you've ticked a lot of the boxes and you've done the hard work and you've done all the things that you had set out in terms of your training goals, then you know, that brings you into a competition like this with a lot of confidence. And especially Mark, and even his personality and particularly his experience, he has that ability to cope, and he has that ability to deal with those type of stressful situations and comes out of them fortunately very well.
You of course spoke to Mark earlier today. It's the day after winning a European silver medal. How is the Letterkenny man today?
I think Mark is always very unassuming and very modest in that. He's delighted. He was absolutely delighted and enjoyed. He relaxed with the rest of the team last night, and he's just really preparing for the homecoming today. So he's very happy and relaxed, and his job well done.
And just one other final note, Teresa. You mentioned at the start of how proud you are with Mark, because you've worked with him since he was a young kid and has now come up through the ranks. And once again, what he has done is going to be a massive boost to athletics, not just in Letterkenny and in Ireland, but obviously in the county of Donegal, what this is going to do again. Because we've seen the reaction from when he won the bronze medal last summer, what it's done, and now this is going to knock it on again.
Yeah, and I think there's a great lesson for that. And everybody, because, and especially for us locally, you know, we know Mark, we know his family. He's somebody that's just sort of come through. You know, we know where he went to school, we know where he went to secondary school, and we just have that association with him. And I think it just gives us that, you know, there's great belief there. There's belief in that, you know, you can do it. It's just not somebody that's far away. It actually makes it more tangible, or that you can actually, you know, realise it. I suppose it's a bit like, for me, even the 1500 metre final yesterday with the Halusa, the Czech guy, you know, the finish that he had on his home turf, and just to believe that you can actually, it just proves, I suppose, for those people that are working in all sports, you know, that with hard work and the right preparation, you can achieve almost anything.